Doctors are scrambling to figure out why there's an outbreak of mysterious and rare polio-like illness called acute flaccid myelitis, or AFM. It attacks the nervous system and can cause muscle weakness and paralysis in one or more limbs. Gracie Fisher is paralyzed from the neck down after being diagnosed with AFM in 2014.
I began to feel tingling in my hands and pain in my neck. And within 5 minutes, I couldn't walk.
Helen Branswell is senior writer for Stat News. Helen, less than 1 in a million people in the U.S. get AFM each year. Still, that's more than people who didn't even know about this disease knew there were. So now an uptick. Describe the concern.
There's a couple of things that are really concerning here. One, that it's happening at all. And two, that despite the fact that this upsurge was first noticed in 2014, they still haven't been able to pinpoint the cause. And that is really frustrating everybody who's involved in the search for this. So what's happening is there's been this increase in children, mostly children, developing acute flaccid myelitis, which essentially results, as you said, in either temporary or in some cases permanent, it seems, paralysis. It comes on pretty quickly. And it's, of course, very frightening. And for anybody who remembers, you know, polio before the polio vaccines, it really resonates because it's kind of a similar type pattern.
Right. Well, you and I have talked about this. I mean, I had polio along with my siblings. Thankfully, it passed through, which, as you're saying, this can do as well. It feels horrendous. And, you know, we're hearing it's just excruciating, these kids who are suffering this. But the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has ruled out polio. So where are kids getting this? What's causing it?
The original thinking was that it was an infectious agent of some sort, that an infection of some sort was triggering this process in the body where the gray matter in the spinal cord gets attacked and degenerates. They thought it for a while that it was something called enterovirus D68. Some of the kids appear to have been infected with that, but some kids seem to have also been infected with rhinoviruses, which cause common colds. They've been looking at West Nile virus, trying to figure out whether or not that might be involved. But they just really are not seeing one pattern, which is very concerning.
Well, Helen, as we wait for doctors to know more, what should parents do? I mean, how do you know when your child might be veering towards this and not just the aches and pains of a flu?
I think it would manifest differently. I mean, if a child all of a sudden has trouble standing or has weakness, you know, rapid onset weakness in an arm or something like that, that would be a different type of thing than just feeling lousy with the flu. So what the CDC was saying the other day was, if you're seeing symptoms of that type, get medical help immediately. Yeah. Other than that, you know, the precautions that they give going into even a flu season are sort of the types of things that they're talking about. Maintain a good health status. Wash your hands a lot. They also are suggesting avoiding mosquito bites, which I guess suggests that they haven't ruled out something that is mosquito-borne. But at this point, they really don't know.
Why? Helen Branswell, senior writer for Stat News. Helen, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.